whilst the worldwide stat is that one in three women have either been beaten or raped in a lifetime, in the Pacific, it's even worse than that. And, I mean, recently the Fiji Women's Crisis Center launched their research results, and it showed that 64%, which is more than the 33% of the worldwide stats, like 64% of women have either been beaten or raped by an intimate partner. So, and we have similar statistics in other Pacific Island countries, whether it is Polynesia, Melanesian, or Micronesian country, it's as high as 80%. And I think that in the Pacific, we're not taking it seriously. It's become a humanitarian crisis, and it's not been taken seriously. And in the meantime, we have girls and women that continue to be violated every day.
And just on that point, what major changes would you like to see that would help improve this situation?
I think the first and foremost one is breaking the silence, the culture of silence that prevails in the Pacific over this issue. A lot of the times, even when the statistics are shared, when these women's experiences and when these women's stories are shared, a lot of people start questioning the credibility of it and attacking it and saying that, oh, it can't be this high, it cannot be happening here. But I just want to let everyone know, just because you don't know a woman that has been raped or violated or beaten up doesn't mean that it's not happening. You know, this issue, the violence that women and girls experience, it's a kind of violence that is very much clouded in a culture of silence in the Pacific. And also there's a lot of social stigmatization and a lot of honor stigmatization that is attached to this violence. So a lot of the times the girls and women don't tell anyone, and they keep it to themselves. They don't even access medical support or help or even go to the police. So just because someone doesn't know a girl or woman that has been raped or beaten up doesn't mean that it's not happening and it hasn't happened. And also to stop the victim blaming that exists in our societies in the Pacific. Immediately when this reports or people hear women and girls being raped or sexually harassed or assaulted on the street or even beaten up, the responsibility always shifts directly to the victim or the survivor instead of the perpetrator. So, you know, what was she wearing? Why was she there in the night? Why did she go to the motel with him? Why didn't she save him food immediately? So I think that we need to change this culture that currently is prevalent around this issue, a culture where we make excuses, where we justify the violence, and where we make it normal. We've made it like a status quo in our society, that it's okay, it's normal. If a woman does not do this, then she needs to be assaulted and beaten up or raped. So I think that, you know, that is the other change that we would really like to see. And then finally, I think that for everyone to realize that, you know, it's not a women's issue, it's everyone's issue. It's, you know, girls and boys, men and women, it's all the government institutions and departments, all the corporations and businesses, it's everyone's issue. And everyone needs to stand together to end this violence. It's become a pandemic and we can't let it continue anymore.